You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hey, it's Big J Okerson
and Dan Soder.
Welcome to the Bonfire Podcast.
We'll have new episodes every morning, Tuesday through Friday.
If you want more Bonfire?
You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
You can go to SiriusXM.com/Bonfire for a special 3-month offer.
The Bonfire.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Lost Tapes. It's the Bonfire. What is it? Faction Talk.
Come on, you got
Sirius it. Sirius XM 103. I panicked. I panicked through that one.
You got it, though.
We're hanging out with Josh Adam Myers from the 500 Podcast. What were we talking about?
Yeah, man. Those drunk going to work things.
I've never done that.
But I'm talking about hungover. Did you ever get fucking hammered and have to go into like a shitty job hungover?
No.
Really?
I had a couple times on Jokers.
I never drank.
Call times that were rough.
Oh my god.
I was doing some stuff, but I wasn't like working in comedy a lot. I mean, when I was drinking. But I had shitty jobs that I would show up to hungover all the time. Especially when I was, you know,
Dos Caminos.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, that's over 100. Yeah. Working in the restaurant industry, you're going to show up hungover.
It's because you drink with that. If you work at a good restaurant, just like you were talking about the comedy club, you hang out with everybody that works there.
Yeah.
So if you work a Friday night shift and you get out at 11.
Dude, my favorite was there was this bar called CB6 on 51st and 2nd that's now called Stag's Head or whatever. But we were cool with the staff there. So what they would do is they would have like this fucking like a bus tub of beers that were like $3. And they're like, yeah, there's like weird ones that we have. But sometimes it'd be like a good, like a Red Stripe would be in there or some shit. But they would save it for us because they knew the night shift of Dos Caminos was going to come drink. And then you'd be like, what do you guys got in the discount bin? And they'd be like, we got a fucking shark ale. And you'd be like, oh, I'll fucking take that. And then you're like, let me get a shot too. And they would, but then it got to the point where we were so cool with them. Fucking 2 a.m. would hit. They'd lock the door. We could smoke inside, put our own iPod on the fucking speaker system, pour your own beers. Oh, it was the shit.
Yeah,
drinking as a restaurant staff?
It's the best.
I'm
fun.
So happy I was staff and experienced like boozing in that way because it really is like going through the back doors, knowing all the bouncers, knowing all the bartenders, like it makes you feel like VIP when you're broke. Like you never have to wait in line and it's just a way to kind of like dance around the city and have fun with like no money.
But that's something as a comic that you get to enjoy is when you show up in a city and you find a staff that hangs out like that and they're like, we want to hang out with you. And you're like, what do you guys got? But the problem with comedy is if you drink hard every weekend, they're like, we're going to show you a good time.
I feel bad. I didn't hang out this last weekend. They asked us to hang every night to go to that place.
You hung out a little bit.
I'm so boring now.
Me and Josh just got food, went back.
That's exactly what all I want to do. I'm boring. I'm like, if there's a late night burger place or like a good restaurant, then you're like, you guys, a couple of you want to get food?
On the right thing, if it was like really nice outside and everyone was hanging outside and stuff like that, but also still it's like COVID and there's like...
Yeah.
Fans and stuff that might be there and everything, but the staff there is great. It's a big thing. Bobby Kelly said, I talked to him this weekend. And he said to me that me, you, and him, and some other comics should do a show. I'm like, I don't know. I'd love to do this if I just didn't think like the repercussions would be like so bad. But he goes, we should just go because he was talking about a club he did.
Yeah,
and just being like, and I was like, oh yeah, that place, it blows. And I'm like, and it starts right with the staff. Like, if the staff doesn't give a shit about comedy to comedy club, dude, it's over. It's a wrap.
It's actually, like, the big thing at the Stand right now that we're constant is, like, I'm like, people need to care a little bit. Like, they have to care about the comedy. They have to make sure, like, I don't know if they know, like, you're not supposed to give personal opinions at the comedy club. Like, everybody's great, you know?
But that being said, I liked the environment that the Cellar had for a long time because there was, like, those staff members were there forever. And so when, like, I remember, you know, this is obviously 10 years ago, but I remember getting past the Cellar and then, like, when someone told me, like, if the staff watches you, you're good. Like, you're going to be good because they're the ones that have to hear you every night. And that was kind of rewarding knowing these people had been around forever. And they're like, still like, oh, you're funny. Yeah. You're like, I remember I would do this joke about like, I was just airing grievances about waiting on European people in New York, and I would tell them to tip. And I just remember like a couple of the servers when I got past being like, hey, that bit kind of worked. They tip better. And you're like, oh, cool. And then you know, oh, if I get them tip better, they're fucking, of course they're going to enjoy me more. And then it was also when I was still drinking. So you could like close out the club and drink there. It was just fucking great.
I had my time. It's so funny because I just, the chef from the Comedy Magic Club when I was there, he's hanging out all the time, and he always had a camera on him.
Yeah.
And he just did a photo dump.
A creep.
So 2005 to 2008, there's now a photo dump on Facebook of all these pictures from my Comedy Magic Club days. And looking back on it as an adult, like, I'm like, it was the most fun. Like, we were so close, and it was so fresh-faced about comedy, and we all... No, but you know, not the most fun ever. Yeah. Obviously, this is like a dream, but to be nothing.
No, it's all right. This is just, you know, you're just doing it for the check.
I'm talking 20 years old, no idea what you want to do or who you want to be with your life.
I know, but I just feel like we're all evolved people, and Jay's kind of right.
Tell the story.
I didn't know it was going to start this. No, I didn't know that food running at the Comedy Magic Club was going to be what ultimately got me here.
Damn, you were a runner, so you must have calloused hands from all the burns.
Dude, I was in the kitchen. I do have calloused hands, man. I was.
Damn, my Christine learned she learned to fuck comics out there.
Whoa!
Then she found her.
Yeah. Then she worked her way up, boss level.
I didn't fuck anybody that worked the club.
I got my buddy a job. I used to bust tables at the Aurora Steakhouse, and I got my buddy a job there. Me and Fujak got our friend Joel a job there as a food runner. And he was like, hell yeah. And then I fucking, his first day of training, our manager comes up and goes, your friend Joel had to go to the hospital. And we're like, what? And he's like, he grabbed a hot plate and he has second degree burns on his hands. And we just saw Joel, he just reached in and grabbed a steak plate. And I was like, fucking, we saw later his hands roll.
He just tried to fucking palm a steak.
Dude, yeah. We were fucking.
Dude, any tough as medium, just touch this.
Dude, we grabbed the plate and burned his hand. And the next time we saw him, he was, his hands was all fucking cotton swabbed up above his heart. And he's smoking a cigarette. And he's like, dude, I fucking know. But yeah, man, working in the kitchen, it's so fun because you're treated like shit for your whole shift, and then you want to go somewhere else and talk to people that were also treated like shit their whole shift about it. So that's why it's like, it's why everyone fucks. That's why everyone like fucking gets oddly bonded. Because you're just like, this guy was like,
it's your fucking family.
I asked for, he said he didn't want beans with his cochinita pibil. And I was like, I messaged the kitchen. I don't know if they fucking sent it out. And they're like, yeah, same fucking guy. I brought him chips and he fucking spilled his drink and I had to comp him a new one. Can we get two more shots? Just, that's all it is.
Because nobody else cares beyond the people that are working in the restaurant with you. So it's like you can't go home and bitch about it in the same way you can with the other people there.
But there's also, it's also a specific bubble because the farther along I was getting in comedy, as I was also waiting tables, I was noticing that like comics, the way we talk to each other is the same as waiters, the way they talk to each other.
Oh yeah.
Comics, it's all the same conversation where they're like, hey, where you been on the road recently? How are shows? Oh, good crowds there? Is the same way that waiters talk to each other and they go, did you work a double yesterday? What'd you walk with?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Did you do cyber? It's just the same fucking six questions in every job.
Josh is going to, I try to take the reins if we would go to eat on the road now. I worry about Josh's selling. He sends bad. First of all, he asked.
Bad intel
when,
or listen, what?
When the, when, no. A, when a, one of the staff, one of the servers from the club said to us, the one that she goes, you coming to the
dude,
coming to the this bar with us? And Josh goes, are there any hot chicks there?
Oh, come on.
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
I,
he goes, well, I don't know. Is it
we
gonna
were
be
like
a,
friends all week.
Is it going to be the pig farm like it is here?
It's not going to be a you bunch of tubs of shit like this, is it? He goes, and then when we went to Cheesecake Factory over and over again, we went there, what?
Cheesecake Factory?
It was like the place.
That was the only place to eat.
And we got the same thing every day.
Except we got tacos one night and they were just
my favorite place.
They were ridiculous.
Cheesecake Factory, fucking. Dude, that's fucking hilarious. Because Katie and I just had a conversation with it at our grocery store. She found out you can buy the bread, that brown bread.
The brown bread?
Yeah.
Do you know?
And I was like, I don't know what this is. And she was like, this is Cheesecake Factory's bread. I'm like, cool.
Do you know they have fucking cheddar biscuit mix now from Red Lobster?
That's fucking awesome.
In the store.
That's fucking awesome. But
Cheesecake Factory, by the way, just so you know, and the reason we got the same thing every day. The reason we got the same thing every day is because pretty much everything there starts at about 1,200 calories.
Dude, everything. It is insane. It's insane. You could honestly.
I mean, the cauliflower. Cauliflower is 1,200 calories.
You could
eat. Cauliflower. So me and Josh got, we got the half sandwich salad soup thing. But and then
I love a half sandwich soup deal. Whatever
the bread,
we got it all 3 days.
Bread bowls? Were bread bowls a thing?
No, but the bread on this sandwich was unreal. It was the I've never seen a bread piece of bread perfectly toasted.
It was toasted
the way that this bread was toasted
with their chicken salad. But whatchamacallit? But listen, this is so great. Josh is just I'm telling you, it's Justin Silver and Josh both.
I was just going to ask you that.
My Jewish friends that are in their 40s.
Yeah.
Myself, when they get to places, it's just I hear that thing in them where I'm like, you're one of the people late that night they're going to be drinking. But that he just goes, but the one you got me.
All I ever asked for was light dressing.
Can I? But tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is there a problem here? He goes.
Is that bad?
And he goes. And with the thick, well, just I'm going to give you verbatim.
I want to hear the order.
I'm going to give him verbatim what he said.
Yeah.
And then. You tell me where the problem is.
Maybe the way I said it.
He goes, I'll do the half sandwich with the chicken salad. What's the soup? Yes, I'll do the soup. I'll do the soup. And then, Chrissy, what?
Sorry. She's getting all juicy.
Yeah, what do you want? Say it.
Did you get the chicken salad sandwich? Is that the bread you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's my fucking favorite thing from Cheesecake Factory. I haven't had it in years. I can't believe you ordered it. It's like the best thing on the menu.
It's all I had it's 3 days lunch special. In a row.
It's amazing.
It's the lunch special.
It's all
you
went to McDonald's and got a Big Mac?
He goes, that's actually only on the menu. If you have to know, you have to look under the table. It's etched into the bottom of every table. It's in the menu. It's the lunch special.
They actually give you a decoder ring.
It's the lunch special. It's the only thing.
Not 20 years ago when I was going in Vegas.
Well, who knew you were such a pioneer?
Yeah, but that's a Vegas Cheesecake Factory.
It's probably a fucking special because I ordered it.
All right, trendsetter, you don't see me sitting around wanting my dick sucked for ordering a fucking Monte Cristo at Bennigan's.
Hey, you think there's still Big Macs because I've eaten so many Big Macs? You think I've kept Big Mac alive myself?
Yeah. You like Filet-O-Fish.
Shut the fuck up.
That's all I order there.
With tartar sauce. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, dude.
All right. So Josh orders. Give me the Josh order.
He goes, all right, I'll do the Renee special. That's what it's called. He goes, with the, what's the soup? Yeah, do a cup of that. And
give me a kiss
of
that.
I'll do the chicken salad for the thing. He goes, and the salad, I'll do the Caesar, the small Caesar. And can you put a, can you get light dressing on that? Yes, sure. It was a lot of dressing yesterday.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Oh, no. Fuck you for blaming the salad problems on a previous administration. That is a different shit.
Let me tell you why I did that. Let me tell you why I did that.
Caesar. You can't do dressing on the side for a Caesar.
Yes, you can. It was a different shift. And also, Josh wanted to do this. Now, I'm part of this. I'm part of this also in this one. But we walked in the one night to try to get like late night food.
Mm-hmm. So like 11 o'clock.
It was close. It was close at 11. And we walked in and the guy just did like, for sure. We were like, hey, you guys open? And he goes, close, guys. And we're like, oh, okay. And like, they're not even take out or anything. He goes, close. And he's walking towards us with almost like the, let's go.
Pushing us out.
And Josh is like, he didn't touch us or anything. It was just like walking us out. Yeah. And then Josh goes, can we even like get a slice of, like buy a slice, you know, the pre-slice of cheesecake? He goes, close, man, close. And he kind of, and I, like a dildo, go, I goes, all right, thank you, sir. I'm like, why the fuck did I just say thank you, sir?
Bitched out.
Yeah, it wasn't even bitching out. I'm just like always prepared to be, because if it makes sense, I'm fine going in there and having them say we're closed, we can't give you anything. And I'll say, if you come to me, he goes, sorry, man, oh, I really can't. I go, all right, no worries, man. Thanks for being cool and leaving. So I'm always prepared to be like, whatever. Maybe it's bitchy, I guess, but like, I mean, like pussy bitchy.
No.
But, dude, and the guy shows up, Josh, me both, when we got outside, I go, I don't like the way that went.
Yeah.
And Josh's like, what? I go, it was just after, walk away things. I was like, I don't know what I would have done differently, ultimately, not thanked him for sure. But I was definitely like, it wasn't that big of a deal. He didn't do anything that big of a deal more than just like, I was like, I don't know why I was like, thank you, dude. I was could have been like, it's like, hey man, you could be like a little night. Like, we're leaving. We didn't argue to go back in.
He pushed us out with his like, he was like, every time he said energy, it, it got sure. louder and louder.
But it was not
and
that big of a deal. It just was a thing. But either way, Josh had to, he had to stop himself. Even when I said, dude, don't do that for real. At one point, he was like, I almost wanted to say it. He wanted to tell the people the next day.
I just wanted to find out what the deal with the manager
like
was.
The
I wasn't going to complain.
I'm like, just
I wanted to get a little
it.
Bit of intel from like the server and just be.
Yeah,
I didn't,
that guy a dick?
Is that guy a dick? Like, we've just. Because we've been in here every day spending money. I'm not saying like.
I will just
I
tell
want
you,
anything.
I'll just tell you from a server's standpoint, from a waiter's standpoint.
You don't want to hear about the manager from last night being a dick.
A, no. B,
they're closed.
Shutting someone down at closing is.
Yeah, it does feel good. It does feel good.
It's
You're
been
right.
what you've been
Love
waiting.
That manager.
Oh, yeah. What you've been waiting for. Watching them swat people away. As you're
that
like,
guy came
Fuck you. Yeah, dude. It's like, and then when they're like, can we get, oh, how about something? How about something? You're like, nah. Get out of here. I used to love bouncing euros that didn't want to listen. I told you about that time I slapped the ground like an NCAA tournament game and went, defense. Because the guy sat down and was like, him and his wife, right after the 08 collapse, like the financial collapse, working in Midtown was just all wealthy Europeans because the American dollar was shit and their money was so much better that like they were just coming over here and fucking being like, you guys are the colonies again. Yep. Let us get everything we want. And we, the Dos Caminos I worked at was by the Waldorf Astoria. So it would just be like a ton of wealthy people that would come over for lunch. Yeah. And because it was Dos Caminos, they were like, you got a lot of España, a lot of Spanish people. And they would just straight up be like, boy, come here. Water no gas. Water no gas. Coca Light. And they'd be like, you mean Diet Coke? And I'd like try to push back on it. But some of them would just come in and be like, yeah, fuck your menu. I'm telling you what I want. And this guy came in and was like, him and his wife. It was either them or like the super wealthy people that didn't know how to pronounce any of the fucking words. But this guy just sat down and was like, a bistec. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, a bistec. I go, well, we don't have just steak. We have
all of our steak is straight. It's not bi.
Sorry, bro. Don't suck no Peter whenever it gets put in its face. Fucking. But I did the thing where I was like, you know, that white bitchy energy where you're like, well, sir, that's not really available. So I was like, we have our steak tacos, our carne asada tacos. We have our carne asada burrito. But he was like, bistec. And I was like, we don't have that. We can't just make a steak for you. And he went, ugh. And he got up with his girlfriend or whatever, walked out. And that's when I did the defense. Defense. I was looking at the other waiter at the bar. I was like, I fucking got him out of there. Yeah. All legally. All above board, bro. Come and see me. But it was, you start hating people. You don't want people to come in after a certain point.
I waited tables for years,
you get
man.
Bigoted in this city,
buddy,
too, because
I drove,
borders don't tip.
Yeah.
I drove a highly populated karaoke directly into the ground by being unapproachable and trying to keep people out.
Dude, that was so funny.
Yeah, I do have to say, I like where you were heading with the okay, thank you. And I get that it's different for you because Jay meets like shitty with shitty.
Yeah.
And just the from the customer service standpoint of like having to disarm shitty for the last 20 years, if you had said, okay, no problem, you'd feel better.
Yeah.
But like, if you'd just been like, okay, no problem, and walked out, like,
it's like thanking the cop when he gives you a ticket because you're happy you didn't get arrested.
Because
you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Give me this, asshole.
If you had acted shitty, he would have been like, I'm right. But because you said thank you, like, maybe he went, oh, why am I being. If
Christine,
you respond,
no.
Dan's already about to tell you, no, he didn't. That guy was amped up. He was like, you see you make that fat fuck and his little buddy leave?
Are you kidding me? He probably fucking held up his hand like he nailed a three afterwards.
Yeah,
you see me walk those twinks to the sidewalk?
We had to go over and we ate at this taco place that just makes everything but a normal, delicious taco.
Man.
I asked for taco sauce. They said, what kind? We have 38 kinds. And they don't have 38 kinds because you know what they don't have at all? Taco sauce. No, just a taco sauce.
When you?
It's always like, it's like peanut butter, yogurt, taco sauce.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe
the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
What's also funny about that is when you're on the road, you know, comedy shows Friday, Saturday nights don't get out till midnight. And if you're trying to get food, obviously you're going to a place where it's near closing of the kitchen. So you're always getting servers that are like, ugh. And there's like six of you and you're like buzzing with energy. You're like, that was a good show. That was a real fun show. And that fucking guy in the audience was fucking crazy. And they're like, what?
Would you mind making us souffles?
Yeah.
Like, it's take forever.
Especially seeing a table come in when you know you're close to done is you're like, are you fucking kidding me? One time, this was, I was, when I was still working dinner shifts, my friend Sarah had one table left, but I had a full section. And she was like, she wanted to go drink at the bar. And she's like, can I transfer this table to you? They're like a $60 check. And I was like, yeah, transfer it over. It was the night before my birthday. So I was going to close my section out and then go have birthday drinks with everyone to be like, oh, it's my fucking birthday tomorrow. My whole section empties out. Her two top stays there. Whole restaurant empties out. Two top stays there. They're having like a romantic dinner in the back.
Oh my Christ.
I dropped the check on them, which you weren't supposed to do company wide, but I did it.
Yeah.
Dropped the check. Did the fake pickup four times. All right, I'll take care of that. Oh, there's nothing in there. All right. And put the book back down. I went and smoked a cigarette, came back. Hey, you know what? And at that point, you're like getting more and more angry.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
You're taking away my life. And you're like walking up and you're like, and I would still, because usually you see the credit card pulling out. So you're just doing that to get them to be like, ah, fuck, you know what, man? Let me give you that credit card and I'll get out of here. Did it. Dude, I got a manager to completely break protocol and turn on the lights of the restaurant.
Really?
To be like,
and
it was an hour past closing.
Like, yo, that's plenty, ridiculous. Dude.
You want to be like, do you guys realize what you're doing? And they were doing that thing where they're just like, it was 1:13, 1:14 downstairs in the Baja room. Don't know if you remember, but they're sitting at the two top with their hand, you know, their chin in their hands, looking at each other,
were
being
they
like,
invalids or something.
No, they were on a date and they were just like fucking.
Well,
being,
you know, Jay, we went there that one time. They have those really cozy booths along the back where they're almost like private.
Yeah,
little
these people felt like
even out there, I wouldn't sit and look at each other like this.
No, they were dorks. They were Midtown dorks. And we fucking hit them with the lights. And then finally the guy got mad. And he's like, I'll just pay the check and tip me, I think, like fucking $6 on 72. And I was like, you fucking cocksucker. And then I just went and got blackout drunk in an hour before it closed. You know, I was like, gah, gah. The best one I've ever of that experience, though, was one time I got fucked at lunch I got fucked at dinner on like a $200 bill. I got tipped $20. And that party was out drinking at CB6 when we all showed up post dinner shift. And the guy was across the bar from me. And I go, you tip like shit, like that. And the guy goes, what? I go, I was your server tonight. You tip like shit. And he was like, oh, bro, what? No, it was automatic gratuity. I go, no, it wasn't. You left me 20 on 200. And one of his coworkers was like, damn. And I was like, it felt so good.
Oh, that's so good. So great.
But then immediately the next morning when I was hungover, I was like, dude, that guy could call the restaurant and I could be fired.
Oh, I got fired from a job in Los Angeles called Pritzy's, right next to the UCB on Franklin.
Yeah. Across the street from the Scientology place.
Yeah, across the street. It's now Franklin and Company, but somebody came in for lunch and the check was just like $40 and I didn't have many tables that day and I think she left me like $3 on it. And I was just like, listen, I was like, did I do something wrong? You know,
yeah.
She's like, no, you were great. And I was like, this is just really, really low. And she gave me another $5, which isn't much better. And then she called later that night. And amongst other things, they let me go. He also let me go via text message.
Yeah, well, but me and Josh watched a Domino's pizza guy get not tipped last night, I think.
Ooh,
he just came out of the hotel and like slammed his door of his car. Ow. And you're like, oh, I bet that's
nothing makes you hotter than getting fucked on a tip. Especially when you
delivery,
when you had the Russians, right?
Dude, oh man, the Russians weren't bad. It was the people, celebrities were always the biggest bummer. because you would be like, oh, dude. It was always the celebrities.
Here comes that Schumer Thal.
No, also what? Not Russians as a whole. A specific party I remember that stiffed you.
Yeah, I got stiffed so many times by so many different parties. I got fucked over at that Midtown restaurant. You'll get fucked a lot. But the celebrities was like, you would be kind of in your head. You're like, as the bill went up, you're like, well, they're definitely going to tip me 20% because they're wealthy. So maybe I'll get 30%. And then you'd get fucked and you're like, oh, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah. Like, you got a tip on full.
But then people like Bam Margera came in, tipped 40%. And you're like, I love you forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damon Wayans came in, tipped 40%. Loved him forever. But I waited on Common and Serena Williams when they were dating. And I got tipped like 15%. And you're like, it's not terrible, but come on. Like, come on.
Do they drop the comped bill with the amount at Dose? I don't remember.
Celebrities, they
drop no bill.
They
right?
didn't. But there were people where, like, where you would, what's crazy is when it was a large party and you'd get fucked and there was, like, you and another server and you would show the party that you were upset because they would just fuck you and the rest of the party would be like, thanks for taking care of us. And you go, yeah. And you'd have a completely different energy than you did when you were waiting. And they'd be like, is everything all right? And you're like, everything's great.
You know what you did.
Josh actually had a good bond, if I can give him a compliment here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At Starbucks. Because he called it out early in the day. And it was like, because we went in Starbucks like lunchtime.
No, we went in. It's like 10 a.m. when we went the first time when we noticed this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. And it was like, there was a long wait this time. And we were like, why? And it was like, young girls over there. It's like a pack, like a gaggle of young girls. And Josh goes, and he kept making like the joke. He goes, it's all Frappuccino. Can't wait to be out here for Frappuccinos. And later that night when we went back to Starbucks, he goes, when you have those young girls here, huh? She goes, oh my God. She goes, it's the weekends. It kills us. She goes, these groups of teenage girls, and everyone wants a Frappuccino. She goes, we have to call on everybody to work cold drinks because that you can't move fast enough because like 13 girls come in and they all went like the most complicated fucking drink. But and it's, you know, they staff 2-3 people at a Starbucks.
Dude, yeah. That is.
They're just getting hammered. You watch them freaking out and you're like, and again, this is where I work. Like, I think a Justin Silver at that point would go like, but mine's just a coffee.
So oh my like, God.
That's what he was talking about. Can you just get mine in the middle of it? I would never do that.
I honestly God didn't think that asking for light dressing was bad. What was bad was the follow up.
Right.
That was the follow up. Yeah, that I should
have. Like, light dressing is fine.
But listen, reprimand them for something.
Yeah, being like yesterday
it
wasn't good. They're like, well, fuck off. I was off yesterday.
I'm also at the same
time. Hey, you want to come to the bar with us?
I'm like,
are there any not fat pigs there?
My energy isn't negative towards them though. Sure. It's very like welcoming and just like, no, it was fine. I'm just, I shouldn't have added that.
When I was waiting tables in like 2008, 2009, mojitos were really, really popular. That was like the
You have to muddle the whole thing.
Our restaurant made sure that the bartenders, that's how they sold the mojitos. That it was fresh muddled mint. So they're like, everything's fresh muddled. We muddle it right there. It's not a syrup. It's not a thing, which most restaurants have a syrup or a pre-prepared thing. So dude, watching a 10 top and just watch it go down the line and they'd be like, I'm going to have the blueberry mojito. And you're like, blueberry. And then one girl would be like, oh my God, yeah, I'll do the same. And you'd watch like nine, and you'd just go and be like, nine mojito. And you'd put it, and you'd send it to the bar, and you'd just watch, and we'd be like, pam, 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 pam. And they'd pick it up, and they'd be like, start Terminator scanning.
Can we all get sundaes with 17 chocolate chips on each?
I want each. Yeah, but that's what it is, those orders where you're like, oh, you're going to sink the fucking restaurant, dude. Yeah.
Watching them stress over those fraps were. They said that's the nightmare.
Yeah,
that's the nightmare of Starbucks.
Yeah, I didn't realize how long we were going. We're done.
Oh, we're done. So,
man, this is what happens when you do a Lost Tapes first and forever. You start hanging.
Lost Tapes.
I do when I manage clubs. I tell all the servers that if they don't get tips, they have to tell me, and then I go up to the customer and I make sure everything was okay with the service.
That's a nice thing to do.
Was everything okay? You. Black sons of bitches. Oh. Christine.
I just want to make sure everybody's
you fucking
Christine.
No
they weren't
good.
Necessarily black. Don't.
When you, what's funny is I've before assumed I was not going to get tipped when these two European ladies were sitting there, and I was talking fast, so I'd say shit. It was like at the end of a shift where I'd be like, here's your guys' bill. Don't worry about it. I really know how tipping goes over there, so I'm going to see you later. I would just like kind of say it under my breath, mm-hmm. and then they tipped me 60%, and I was like, oh, you understood English the entire time.
Ooh. Yeah.
And that's when like a tip is you feel embarrassed by it. You're like, am I getting in trouble?
Cause suck my uncircumcised penis.
Listen here, Colonial Dan, here you are my servant.
You come here with your diseases.
Yeah, your little small
here,
box.
Take 60% of the money. Is how little it mean to me.
Tui, you're American. Tui, you're American.
Well, listen.
Two caminos.
Yeah, two roads lead nowhere.
Make sure you check out the 500 podcast. Josh Adam Meyer is the most frequent guest in the history of Bonfire on Faction Talk Radio.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You have the most appearances.
They're weighing out a small salary for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to start divvying it up.
Josh is back. Josh
doing the paperwork
to
now.
Yeah. He's moving to New York, so.
He's becoming New York born. He has to go through the baptism. Baptism of fire!
Fire!
Well, make sure you check out the 500 podcast and go to joshadammeyers.com
for
dates. BigJComedy.com for upcoming dates in Kansas City and a little place called Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, DanSoder.com. Dan's back on tour in May. Dates up now?
Yeah, dude. Dates are up on the website.
DanSoder.com. Hell to the fuck yeah. And you're doing your Billions thing a little bit this week.
But next couple weeks, I'm going to be on and off with Billions, but then come May, I'll be done. So it's just us rubbing tips.
And we'll be live for you on Monday.
Yes.
And till then, stay crackling, y'all.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm?
That's a good one. That's going to stick.
Mm?
It's a goodie.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.